Many blessings to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8 to 15. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8 to 15. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts. One who is slack in his work is brother to one who destroys. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The wealth of the rich is their fortified city. They imagine it a wall too high to scale. Before a downfall, the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. To answer before listening, that is folly and shame. The human spirit can endure in sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear? The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out. My theme for reflection is the power of words. The power of words. In the book of Proverbs, we find a helpful exploration of the power of words, the impact of character, and the pursuit of wisdom. Proverbs 18 invites us to reflect deeply on the role of our speech, our work, and the foundation of our security. It challenges us to evaluate what we allow into our hearts and how we build our lives. This reflection draws together key lessons from Proverbs 18, 8 to 15, examining the dangers of gossip, the consequences of laziness, and the true refuge found in the name of the Lord. Today I want to share with you these timeless principles and how they can be applied to our modern lives. And there are three lessons we can learn from the text. The first is the dangers of gossip. The words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles and they go down into the inmost body. Gossip is likened to sweet morsels that are easy to consume but hard to resist. These tasty trifles can have a devastating effect, planting seeds of distrust, damaging reputations, and altering our perceptions of others. In a world where news spreads quickly through social media and casual conversations, the temptation to engage in gossip is as strong as ever. However, the spiritual damage caused by these words runs deep. Once accepted, gossip can shape our thinking and behavior, even if the information is unfounded or distorted. The words settle into our hearts, changing our attitudes and relationships. As followers of Christ, we are called to be discerning in our speech, speaking life rather than spreading words that harm. Ephesians 4:29. This calls us to reflect on what we listen to and share, understanding the weight our words carry. The second lesson is the folly of laziness from Proverbs 18, verse 9. He who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer. This proverb reminds us that neglect and inaction can be as destructive as intentional harm. In today's world where we can become easily distracted and overwhelmed, it is tempting to retreat into inactivity. Yet God calls us to be diligent and faithful in our work, knowing that laziness not only robs us of productivity, but also weakens the community. In a spiritual sense, neglecting our responsibilities as Christians, whether in prayer, service, or fellowship, can lead to the erosion of our spiritual life. We are not called to neutrality in our walk with God. We must actively engage in the work of the kingdom. By being intentional in our commitments and seeking to honor God in our labor, we fulfill our role as stewards of His grace. And then thirdly, true security, the name of the Lord. Proverbs 18 verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Unlike wealth or human strength, which offer only the illusion of security, God's name represents His character and attributes. When we seek refuge in His name, we are anchoring ourselves in His love, mercy, strength, and righteousness. The name of the Lord is not a magical incantation, but a revelation of His nature, a place where we find true and lasting safety. My dear friends, in times of uncertainty or danger, we often look for sources of stability. Some may rely on finances, social status, or personal abilities. Yet, as Proverbs 18:11 warns, wealth can give a false sense of security. Only God provides the unshakable foundation we need. This truth is as relevant today as it was in the time of King Solomon. We are called to place our trust in God alone and find rest in His promises. As the wise philosopher Lao Tzu once said, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let us remember that our daily choices, whether in speech, work, or faith, shape the course of our lives. By aligning our steps with God's wisdom, we embark on a path that leads to true peace and fulfillment. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how have words, whether gossip or kind encouragement, affected your relationships and outlook on life? What steps can you take to be more intentional with your speech? Number two, what are some ways you can actively seek refuge in God's love, strength, and mercy during difficult times instead of relying on temporary solutions? Heavenly Father, we come to you with hearts eager for your wisdom. Help us to be mindful of our words, choosing to speak truth and life in a world that often embraces harmful talk. Grant us the diligence to fulfill our responsibilities faithfully, knowing that inaction can be just as destructive as reckless behavior. May we always seek refuge in you, our strong tower, finding peace and security in your unchanging nature. Guide us to live out our calling with courage and grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.